You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Shut up and sit down.
The 2016 Doxa Documentary Film Festival hurtles headlong into the nonfiction universe. Whether it's one of the best base jumpers in the world or great Maya Angelou soaring the heights of literary fame, this year's selection of films take a leap of faith in the quest for justice, freedom, and naked glory. It's all happening May 5th to 15th, 2016. Check out doxafestival.ca, doxafestival.ca for more details. Better environmentally sound transportation is bringing you the 20th Annual Commuter Challenge. The Commuter Challenge is a fun, friendly competition between individuals, workplaces, organizations, and students. Participants take transit, rideshare, car share, walk, cycle, or work from home. By tracking commutes online, participants see their total number of CO2 emissions avoided, fuel saved, and calories burned. There's absolutely no cost to register and participate, and you can win great prizes. The event takes place June 5th to 11th, the week after Bike to Work Week. We encourage people to do both. Our goal is to encourage healthy, safe, and green communities along the coast and across BC by promoting sustainable commutes. Register now at commuterchallengebc.ca.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory here at UBC Vancouver campus in Vancouver, BC. The show, of course, is A Face for Radio, and I am your host, Eric Coates. Pleasure to be here. It's exam period. It's stressful. The stress and dread is palpable in the halls of the AMS nest. But that's okay. You know, I have my first final today, 3:30. 17th century French literature. I'm pretty excited about it. Got to read, well, I'm not excited at all about it, but I'm ready to finish it. This is my first of my last finals before I graduate. So that's something. And yeah, I'm done on the 27th. So next week, I'll still be in finals. But the week after that, I'll be done and you'll be talking to a new man. So get ready. Anyways, we got a lot of songs today. Got some good songs. I am going to kick things off with a song by Parquet Courts. They are the New York-based band. I think their members are originally from Texas. So, Texas via New York band, Parquet Courts. They released a new album last week called Human Performance. It is arguably their third record, arguably their fifth. I don't know. Anyways, it's tremendous. It is so good. I've been listening to it nonstop. I almost thought of playing the entire album and then with just enough extra music that would be so that I could reach the required amount of Canadian content and female content. But then I thought, no, okay, let's take it easy. Anyways, a lot of people compare them to Pavement. They sound a little bit like that. But this album, I don't know, this song in particular sounds like U2, almost has a U2 chorus, and I don't like U2, but it works. It really does, and that's pretty exciting. Anyways, I could go on about this band for a long time, but we have a lot of music, so we're just going to kick it off with a self-titled song, Human Performance, or the album-titled song, Human Performance by Parquet Courts, off of the album Human Performance. Enjoy.
I know exactly where I was when I first saw you, the way I see you now through these eyes, waiting to retry. Those pristine days I recall so fondly, so few are the trials when a life isn't lonely. And now if only I'd never felt it, I'd never heard it. I know I loved you, did I even deserve it when you returned it? There's no suspicion, no hesitation, believing through the eyes of sure adoration. Witness it now! Sentence tremors, mind at its weakest. One way of shaking off the thoughts that it sleeps with. Thank you.
And we are back. This is A Face for Radio on CITR 101.9 on the FM dial. I'm your host, Derek Coates. We just finished listening to our first set of songs. The first band we listened to was Parquet Courts with the song Human Performance off of their album Human Performance. And it is the chorus, right? The chorus has the U2 sort of sound, which I generally hate. And the first time I listened to the song caught me a bit off guard, and I was like, oh, really? But after listening to it a few times, I can't stop. So I hope you enjoyed it the first time, but even if you didn't, you should give it another shot. And then after that, we listened to another New York band called Big Thief. They have, I think, their first album, Masterpiece, coming out May 27th. But they already have two songs up on their Bandcamp. The song we listened to was Masterpiece. And, excuse me, it is, I really like it. I heard it for the first time maybe a couple weeks ago. This musician from Los Angeles who I follow on Instagram posted something about their newest song. They released a single or something, and I listened to the song Masterpiece and the other song Real Love, and they are incredibly catchy. They, I don't know, I really like them. They're really pretty standard sort of rock songs. But, I mean, it works. They do it really well. And according to their Bandcamp page, listening to Big Thief is like the feeling of looking at a dog and suddenly marveling that it is like you, but very not like you. When you are accustomed to looking at a dog and thinking dog, watching Big Thief is like forgetting the word dog and looking at that naked animal and getting much closer to it and how different it is from you. So that's cool. That's all pretty cool. I guess I'm going to have to see them live, you know, to get the full experience. And then we finished off the set with a Scottish band from Glasgow, Life Without Buildings, the song The Lean Over off of their album Any Other City. The album was released in the early 2000s. I think on Rough Trade, and it just got re-released this year here in North America. Unfortunately, the band does not exist anymore, but, you know, at least we have this album, and it's pretty good. Pretty good. So now we're going to keep it rolling because I've got a lot of music for you. And up next, we have a Vancouver band featuring a CITR member, Sarah Cordingly, the programming manager, plays drums and also trumpet in this band, Ace Martins. He is the band name. It's also the name of the singer, guitarist of the band. And they channel another 80s band, not U2. Instead, the Jesus and Mary Chain a little bit, and do it really well off their new cassette, Palm Springs, which is very good. It's five songs, and each song is better than the next, so check it out. This song is called Somebody Else. Enjoy.
Since I needed somebody else,
Frankie Kosmos with the song Sinister off of her album Next Thing. Okay album, I'm going to admit. First listen, pretty good. After I listened to it for the first time, I was not as enthralled by it as I hoped to be, but still some pretty good songs like this song, Sinister, and a few others. I think there are about four or five songs on the album that I really like, and the rest, it's okay. But that's still pretty good achievement. Anyways, we start off the set with Somebody Else by Ace Martins, and then we listen to the song Witching Hour, the newest single by Supermoon off of their upcoming album Playland, which comes out May 20th, I believe, on Mint Records. Pretty cool cover art. I like the cover for the album. Supermoon's another Vancouver band. They are... I'm into this. I wasn't as huge into their EP or last album, Comet Lovejoy, although I liked the name. I thought it was good. It was fine. But this, the first two songs I've heard off of their new album, pretty into. And I've seen them live before, and they're very good live. So anyways, then we listen to Frankie Kosmos with Sinister off of the album Next Thing, Frankie Kosmos from NYC, another band from the Big Apple. All right, we're going to, the next set of songs are songs that I think sort of fit in, although I dislike the term, into the term... genre, I suppose, anti-folk, which was a sort of genre that was, I guess, based primarily in New York in the early 2000s of people subverting folk stylings and, not writing protest songs or songs about the land, but sort of, I don't know, goofy songs or whatever. It's weird because... it's not cohesive as a genre, orally. They have the Moldy Peaches and Regina Spektor, both considered, I guess, big people who came out of that scene. And I guess they have a similar sort of attitude or aesthetic. But sound-wise, it's pretty different. And as a whole, the notion of anti-folk is kind of just very bratty. That being said, we're going to play a lot of anti-folk, I suppose. So stuff that could be considered that. I don't know. I like the term freak folk more. I think it's more descriptive of people just trying to be a little freaky, a little different. But anyways, first person we're going to play is... called Rebecca Schiffman, and she is originally from New York but now based in LA. I also just happened upon this album maybe about 10 days ago, and I've also been listening to it nonstop, probably listened to it nonstop until the Parquet Courts album, and now they're splitting some time together. And the album is called To Be Good for a Day. It was released in 2009. I don't know what she's been up to since then. I think she has a new album coming out soon. She is also an artist who makes jewelry and stuff. I don't know. I think she was involved sort of in the anti-folk scene in New York back in the day. But this is just really beautiful, short, sort of little pop folk tune love song, and then we're gonna follow it up by some weirder stuff out of Edmonton. Enjoy.
It takes all you have to make peace with another. Sometimes you wonder if it's worth the bother. Well, I tried in vain. I could not find the meaning in our pain. But didn't you ask me once if my love was true? Now I'm telling you the answer. Take me on board, I'll tell you my story. Tell you all the wrongs for which I'm sorry. But I know it's alright at the end of the night. If you'd rather be alone, I won't put up a fight. But didn't you ask me once if my love was true? Now I'm telling you the answer. Didn't you ask me once if my love was true? Now I'm telling you.
Secret societies. B flat, G flat, E flat. Tell me about your secret societies, a very intriguing place to be, I'm sure. Off and on, I'm not so sure, I'm not so sure where this will lead. Where we can all go, pretend. Children get the say, and the bombs on the beach. They say it's just business as usual. Oh, well, da-da-da-da-da. Made in the USA, Canada, Britain. Tell me about your secret open society. Set against the war, and not so sure we can see it so sure. Very intriguing life, my dear. Off and on we can see it for sure. Tell me about your latest possession. Tell me about your ways and means.
Do you like friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taken to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective. News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
And we're back. This is A Face for Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. I am your host, Eric Coates. The show is A Face for Radio, and we just listened to in that set, we kick things off with Rebecca Schiffman, the song Untitled, off of the album To Be Good for a Day. It's a really, really pretty song, a very simple tune. And then we listened to Sal Volatile, which is the name of a Edmonton-based, but I think who also has connections to Vancouver, Edmonton-based musician. And I honestly no clue what this guy is up to. I first heard him when I was doing reviews in the music department at CITR, and we got an album that looked really weird called the New Gum LP, and I decided to give it a listen, and I thought it was very bizarre, but it sounded pretty good. It sounded a lot like Makeout Videotape, who we'll talk about in a minute, and it had had some really pretty songs on it, as well as just some weird ones. And anyways, this is off his little three-track EP, I guess, called Riff Raff and Other Oddities, and the song was Secret Societies. And then, yeah, he also has an album called Pocket Caligula, which is a hilarious and great album title. Anyways, the person I said he sounded like, Makeout Videotape, is who we played last. Played the song My Gene off of the, I guess, EP as well, Bossa Yeah Yeah. And Makeout Videotape was, of course, Mac DeMarco's former band, former project. And Sal Volatile reminds me a lot of Makeout Videotape. They're both from Edmonton, and they're both pretty cool, both pretty, I don't know, a little abrasive in their yacht rock sound. I guess that would be closer to what I would imagine, you know, an anti-folk sound kind of being like, as not the easy to enjoy sort of mamas and papas sound. But that is still, it's got the mamas and papas there. It's just changing it a little bit. And we're going to finish off the show, before I have to go and do some last minute studying for my exam. It's going to be okay. It's at 3:30. And no. Anyways, we're going to listen to a few more groups. A few more songs. The first two, I think, also have a definite freak folk, anti-folk element to them, despite the music, I guess, anti-folk has, I think I've mentioned, a bratty quality. The second song most definitely does. The first song doesn't. The first song's probably also a bit more post-punk. I don't know. It's by Ichuda, so Andy Resta, the music director. I don't know how he's going to feel about me characterizing his sound that way as anti-folk. But I think there are elements of it, at least in the singular vision of the sound. Anyway, so we're going to listen to Ichuda with the song At the Sink. Ichuda played on Tuesday at the Astoria for Art Rock number 7. And then we're going to listen to Adam Green, who was one half of the Moldy Peaches, the less successful half, I think, but who's also released a lot of really good albums that have maybe not been that popular because of their lyrical content. They can be pretty heavy, I guess mostly for shock value, but he's still really good. I really enjoy his stuff, especially this album, Friends of Mine. And then we're going to finish it off with a Brazilian song by a Brazilian musician named Céu. And it's a cover of a classic song by one of the best Brazilian musicians, and I think one of the people who most sounds like he's a Brazilian musician, and that is Jorge Benjor, and the song is Rosa Menina Rosa. It's a really cool cover. The original song is pretty upbeat, but this song's a bit different. So yeah, that's what we got next. So Ichuda with At the Sink, Adam Green with Bluebirds, and then Céu with Rosa Menina Rosa to close out the show. And after that, it is The Real World. They're going to be talking about movies, which is exciting. So get ready for that. And that's about it for the show today. I hope you all have a great day. Wish me luck for the exam. I'm sure it'll be okay. And it's been a pleasure. I'll be back next week with more to say, more to talk about. Enjoy.
Last night, some small creature lay gnawing at the wicked soles of my feet. Other flies nibbling and whispering in my ears.
So natural. I wanna buy them for my friends. Bluebirds are so dismal, and I want to trade my in. And I don't go out for brunch, and I don't go out for cunts, and I don't go out for months without my Barnes and Noble's credit card. Cleaning out my wisdom teeth, I found a diamond in my gums. Cleaning out the kitchen, found a spoon that plays the drum. And despite the things they say, I gave it up that day. I'd never go that way unless your daddy nailed me to the cross. Suicide, suicide, leaning out to everyone that hides, breaking the chains on the things down low. Where it stops, I don't know how that goes. Bluebirds are so natural, I wanna buy them for my friends. Bluebirds are so dismal, and I want to trade mine in. And despite the things they say, I gave them up that day. I'd never go that way unless your daddy nailed me to the cross. Your daddy nailed me to the cross.
Você gosta de samba, você vai ter que balançar.